All right. Episode 10 of Stadium Drive. Why, we had a little bit of a hiatus, but we're back and we have some pretty cool guests joining us today.
Very excited for this episode. Again, it's been 2 weeks and I've missed talking to you about Florida State sports. It kind of got a little busy there for a little bit. But like you said, two superstars that are about to join our show.
Let's see it. John Hayes and Morgan Moritz. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey there.
We are having you guys on today because you have been absolutely crushing it with sports cinema, did some really awesome work with the Florida State football video releases. But first, can you guys just introduce yourselves and talk to us about what you do?
Yeah. You want to go first?
Yeah. Hi. So I'm Morgan Moritz. I've been working with sports cinema for over a year now. I'm our lead videographer and one of our producers. I co-produce with John.
Yeah. I'm John Hayes. I started here. Probably about like last spring. We kind of do a lot of the more high-end quality stuff for Florida State football and all other sports. We do video board content, we do cinematic recaps and the climb, and our most recent project was just the football schedule release videos. So very excited to be on.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Yeah, those were so awesome. I think that, you know, every Florida State pod has released talking about the schedule and all of that, but I think it's so cool that we get to work with you guys and call you guys friends and just have you on and talk about what you do behind the scenes, because everybody loved it. And that video really crushed in the socials. But I just kind of want to get into a little bit about how that assignment was for you guys.
Yeah, of course. So starting out, we had a different vision for it. And then we had a meeting and we realized that the schedule would be released on ACC Network in increments. So for the entire hour of the show, they would reveal different schedules throughout the entire show. And so we decided to kind of change up our plan a little bit. So we ended up wanting to do kind of like these skits, 30-second skits that would be posted on Twitter. And we kind of brainstormed some ideas and kind of threw it all together in one meeting. It was kind of incredible. And then that entire, we had 1 week to film and a little bit longer to edit, but we were able to get everything out. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely a team effort. We were able to use a variety of people in the university to kind of make it feel full. Somebody in particular was the Johnny Wilson video for Wake Forest. We were able to use Lisa, somebody from athletics. We were able to use her Harley and kind of get her in the video too. So there was kind of cool, like little eggs that like people could pick up on and kind of like bring us back to Florida State and bring us back to athletics.
Yeah. We had originally thought about doing just like a day in the life of Jordan Travis, because this was around the time when his Heisman campaign has kind of really taken off. And we realized, no, let's not just do Jordan Travis. Let's try to highlight the entire team. There was maybe like 4 segments with Jordan, but there was not the entire team, but it felt like the entire team was highlighted. So it was really cool to like kind of see some personalities of some of the guys that other people might not notice.
Another cool thing we did was as John mentioned earlier, we were responsible for the climb. And so we the last episode was like a 20-minute episode. And so one of the segments of it was Universal with Johnny Wilson. And so he called it like the Jay Wilson special. So we were able to kind of like bring in like little pieces from that. And so like starting the Wake Forest, he starts with, "Hey guys, welcome back to the Johnny Wilson special." So like able to like bring in kind of like different things that Florida State fans would be able to like connect. Like it was just a fun opportunity to bring it all together.
I was going to bring that up. I thought what you said, John, about you just having every big name, it felt like, from the team featured in the video. It felt like there was 15, 20 guys that got shown. And I just thought it was so cool and a testament to the fact when something me and Alex have talked about for the show for a while is the culture of this program, right? It seems like everybody is a part of the success that they're having. And it's not just geared through the star quarterback or geared through the star linebacker or whatever. It just feels like it's a total team effort from not only what the team's doing, but what you guys are doing in sports cinema. And I just thought it was a great video. Showed off a lot of great personality. I loved it.
Yeah, one of my favorite personalities was is Jared and Micah. We were told that those two are very competitive, so we said, "What better two guys to do for the competitive basketball and arcade they had a lot of fun with it. They the cameras weren't even there for them. They were just having fun and wanted to beat each other.
And I think that's what was really cool about the schedule release is like most of the time it felt like they were just kind of doing their thing and we were there just kind of like observing them. So like there wasn't a ton of like scripting. A lot of it was just kind of general ideas that we kind of shot to them and then they were able to like put their take on it and kind of just be themselves. And I think that's kind of what really made it special at the end was like you saw their personalities and it wasn't like us telling them what to do. So I think that was cool.
When you talk about the culture, like you could really tell from even behind the scenes, like these guys are tight. Like they are really truly seem like a family and it doesn't seem like any man's left behind. And we could, I don't know, I could tell that at least from filming.
Absolutely.
And I think hopefully the fans can see that too.
Yeah, you could totally tell that you guys had them at a spot where you were really comfortable with them because I thought the same thing of like, wow, like for two people to go in and have all these ideas for a skit and them to just play right along and buy right in. Like there has to be something said about the relationship that you guys have developed with them over the football season. So how cool is that, that you guys are able to just like, hey guys, like we're going to do this, get on board with us. And they're like, yeah, we're actors. We got this.
And I think that's kind of one of the things too, is like working the season, like being sports cinema, like not only do we do every other sport, but like we really do get that one-on-one time with football. So like, for example, this season, like I had the opportunity to shoot on the bench and like kind of really get to see like them in their highest point, like them when kind of like not all the other cameras get to see them, like when it's like really an intimate moment with just the camera and them. And you kind of get to see that perspective of like, not the big like shiny lights and the, you know, the spotlight on them. You just kind of see them like, holy, like this is a kid. Like this is them just like living their dream, like having, like this is the highlight of their life genuinely. So it's like really cool to kind of be the person behind that and like make them feel that comfort that like, hey, I'm just here. And like, this is you just doing your thing. And like, whatever you want to do, whatever makes you comfortable. Like we want to highlight that. And we want to make sure that like, that's our number one priority whenever we talk with anybody in athletics, whether it be our boss, Jason, or football's SID, Derek, like we're always making sure that like they're going to be comfortable. Cause I mean, you're not going to get the best product if they're not. Yeah. So I think it's really cool to have developed those relationships with them. So they kind of like, when we see them around campus and stuff saying, hey, and like continuously like making sure they feel that, that kind of level of comfort with us, I think is really important.
I think they're also very familiar with you because you are always on the bench and they see you all the time.
like Morgan, our dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you
it's
do?
Kind of funny. Like they'll say, oh, hey, good to see you again. It's like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sweet.
So.
And I think that talks about their program as well, is like, they're obviously being taught that like everybody is important and everything that's being done for them is out of respect at the end of the day. Like we want to be a part of this climb as much as we want to produce the climb. So I think it's really cool to kind of, you know, develop those relationships mm-hmm. with them and get to see them in this growth stage and see Absolutely. Where they end up.
Yeah.
And the architect of the climb is none other than Mike Norvell. And you guys have access to be in the locker room and to hear him address the team and talk to his players. Just from your perspective, how much of an impact has he had in changing this and putting the thought in their minds of, hey, like we're going to build this thing to a national championship contender, which is what this team's trajectory is now. Just your thoughts on what Mike Norvell has done for this program.
Yeah. I mean, I see all of it. I edit like every single locker room speech and you can just tell that he's not just a coach. He's almost like a father figure. Like he's like talking to them like they are one of his own. And I think that really like helps sell the family in them. He's not just worried about what happens on the football field. He's always worried about what's going on outside the practices and everything like that, making sure that they're just quality young men. And I think that really says a lot about the character that they build and building from that goes into being a great athlete. And I think Mike Norvell has done a fantastic job doing that. He's turned this around.
Sure. I would say it's his mindset. Yeah. Every time you run into Mike Norvell, I mean, I'm sure you guys have experienced it too. I can guarantee it. Like every time you see him, it is absolutely always on, always got great energy, super positive, you know, great guy to have leading the pack, I would say. He definitely keeps it light all the time and not the sense of like, you know, like, oh, everything's fine, but like, we're always moving forward. 1% better is his motto. The little things are kind of something that they really emphasize too. So I think like that mindset of like everything being, there's something that when we were interviewing them for the climb, one of the boys said like everything, just do your best. Like yeah. Whatever you're doing, you're always putting your best forward. Like yeah. always 1% better. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that like they take with them everywhere they go. Hearing them talk and hearing their kind of anecdotes when we talk to them on the climb, like it is so cool to hear like the behind the scenes like connections that they've all built with the coaches. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool to hear and to see those kind of flourish.
So cool. I want to kind of get back into these schedule release videos because I think it's so cool that you guys have been able to build these relationships, but these videos getting the traction that they did, I feel like put you guys on a stage that you really deserve to be on because you guys work so hard. You are not a big program at all in sports cinema and you guys just really put that work in. So I want to talk about the nitty gritty of it, right? Like you said, you had one meeting for it. Did you have skits where you were like, I know that we're going to do this for these ones? And then did you have other games where you were like, oh no, what are we going to do?
Okay. Yeah. To an extent, I would say.
Yeah. Some of them we had like a good idea and a good grasp of like, okay, yeah, this is perfect. Like for instance, I think Boston College was one that we like knew exactly what we wanted going in there. Like, oh, it'd be a good idea. Like a Spotify playlist, the logo is the ACC. There's two songs in it. One, I'm shipping up to Boston, and two, War Chant with Groove, of course. And that one went on without a hitch. Others, we had an idea of what we wanted to do. We didn't really figure it out until the day of the shoot. And
with our actors.
Yeah. But it ended up working out fine for the ones that we weren't so planned out on. But yeah, I would say like 80% of them, we had an idea of what we wanted to do like beforehand.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of where the team really comes into play and where it's really important to have that many hands in the pot. Because for example, like, as much as me and John love Florida State Athletics, we don't necessarily have the history memorized. So it's really cool to have like support through like Jason. Like I said, he came up with a lot of really good ideas for it. So kind of like to have that team effort. We have another editor with us, Belle, and Belle came up with some great ideas as well. So it's really cool to have like a network of people that really understand the history and traditions and what's going to resonate with the fans. So as much as it's like us coming up with creative ideas, it's also a sense of like people that understand the history and the, mm-hmm. what this is going to mean, especially like the Clemson one is something that like they were really, I feel like spot on with and something that we were really able to like capture without it being too complicated. And I think that was really the point we were going for.
Cause Jason had thought of, he remembered the Clemson halftime, or it was either pregame or halftime speech from Jameis. And we all watched it during the meeting. We're like, oh, this is gold. We got to do something with this. But I had already had an idea of having all the QBs sitting in the QB room. And I had another idea of like Jordan looking up some stuff on the web and looking up at a video of like Clemson. But we then wanted to put in that the Jameis speech. And then immediately I was thinking like, oh, if they're going to go look up at the board, why don't we have them all squint? And the squint, I think, is what really sold it. So.
So with the Clemson video, I am with you, Morgan. I also guess I don't have the history because I didn't catch that with the Clemson one until you just said it. And I saw when, which we'll show later, when Jameis retweeted it, that a lot of people commented back about that. And so now for that to come full circle, that's cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. I woke up to a text from Morgan saying, did you see who retweeted it? I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, to have that kind of response, like you can't beat that when the person that you're kind of trying to reference to is acknowledging that it is a reference to them, like especially to what this fan base, like that, what that means to the fan base, like that's exciting, I would say.
Yeah, that tweet and many more that we will get into. But I also too want to talk a little bit more about the production. John, talk about the graphic work that you did for that, because I know that, you know, you didn't get the scoreboard rocking and rolling for these videos. You had to do all that behind the scenes.
Just to start though, his amount of hard work that he has done in all sense of editing, like as far as like coming up with the ideas for the graphics and then like going through the work to figure out how to accomplish it. Unreal. Absolutely the insane amount of work. He's late hours, long nights, and to say the least, absolutely proud of what he's been.
How many white monsters in the middle of the night?
Six. You think I'm gonna call them out. Six. Well, Red Bulls.
Yeah. Not too many on this one, but I had done some 3D tracking for a lot of the shots. Some of them obviously look campy, and I kind of intended them to look campy. For instance, the week one on the Jordan's locker, like it looks dumb, it looks stupid. Same with like the Virginia Tech and the elevator, the text revealing itself looks dumb, whatever it's supposed to be. It's kind of campy. Other ones were meant to fool the audience into thinking that it was actually there in the in the room at the time, just because we didn't know the exact weeks and schedules of all these, or all the dates of these schedules. So we had to come up with a workaround plan, and that was to do some, it's called After Effects animation. So on the video board, when we were shooting for this, the week two against Southern Miss, on the video board was just a green screen, and we had to put the graphic afterwards on there to really try to sell that it was actually on the video board. And then for week four Clemson, on the projector screen where it says week four, the four wasn't actually there. It was a blank slate because we didn't know when we were playing them yet. So I had to go in and quickly change that real quick to four whenever we got in. But I had to learn some 3D tracking. I knew it was possible. I knew I could do it. It was just a matter of learning it, but just another tool in my tool bag that I have now. So, and I talked to some people about it and they were fooled. So
absolutely,
mission accomplished.
And I think that was kind of another thing about the schedule release video that was weird is like, we didn't have any of the schedule, like we didn't know the order in advance. So like, as John mentioned earlier, like doing the day and a life is we were going to start with them arriving at Doak and then the last shot was going to be them leaving. So it was going to be very like chronological, like following in order. And then we had to kind of like restructure since we didn't know when the weeks were going to be in what order. All we had was week one, two, three, and then the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of just kind of like planning of how can we work this so John can edit it together? And then how does he even edit it together?
Yeah.
And by the grace, always he comes up with the best solutions and clean edits, yeah. Always.
I think it worked out too. It wasn't like a cohesive, it's not supposed to be a cohesive story, but it all takes place in the University Center D, the Moore Center. So it just kind of feels nice and packaged together. But yeah, that was a little trouble that we had to work around, but we made it work. I think it turned out great. So
do you have a favorite skit? Because Florida State Football posted and 757 people talked about their favorites, voted for their favorites. I know I have my favorites. I think Wyatt does too, but what were your guys' favorites?
I'll let you go first.
Okay. So I feel bad talking about this one so much, and so is Twitter, but the Clemson one is my favorite by far. When I was editing it, we have Eye of the Tiger by Survivor playing in the background, and I'm editing it, and I'm putting every clip that I put on there, I actually started laughing out loud. Like I was cracking up and like, thank God nobody was in the office at the time because I was there late at night, but I was like laughing so loud. I just thought it like flowed so good and the punchline's great. And that was like a big team effort on that one. So that one's definitely my favorite. I have a couple of seconds, but.
John on his fifth can of Red Bull, just cackling at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Janitor, what the heck is going on in the bar there?
Yeah, he's like, not too many Red Bulls for this one. Not too many late nights. Then he's like, well, that time when I was there late.
It's an exception.
Yeah. I would say my favorite is Biasly Duke.
Yeah.
That was one that I got to edit. So that was cool to kind of put on a new hat for the day. And like getting to shoot that one, I feel like was some good creative freedom. I feel like this whole experience was good creative freedom. Mm-hmm. I think that's typically not something we get some creative freedom,
yeah,
but not a ton in the sense of like what we're actually shooting.
There's always a structure.
Yeah. And so it was really cool to kind of get to break out of that comfort zone and kind of be able to tell a story in almost like more of like a filmmaking style, to be able to like communicate what we're trying to get across. So that was kind of cool. And I feel like in Duke that was really accomplished well, I would say.
Yeah.
And then being able to edit together was a fun time. Yeah. Devil in a Blue Dress. Again,
yeah,
you're having a great time editing something like that.
I remember while we were filming, like I said, Micah and Jared were having a blast with it. And I saw Morgan filming. She's very trigger happy on the camera, but you get all the good shots.
She's one of
the best in here. But afterwards, I'm looking at all the shots. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a mess. And luckily, Morgan said, you know what? Can I edit it real quick? I want to see what I can do. So she put it together, showed it to me, and I was like, knocked it out of the park. And all I had to do was just add the graphics up on the basketball game. Yeah. But
which was such a cool touch. When he had that idea, he was like, what if I like animated it across to the top? I was like, sold.
Yeah.
Immediately
I was
sold.
Like, let me see if I can go do it first, make sure it's possible. But it looked good.
Yeah, it did.
That's probably my second favorite one.
Yeah. I feel like Clemson is my second favorite. Like we probably just like flip for that.
Yeah.
But
what was your favorite?
I want to hear about y'all's.
Yeah.
What are y'all's favorites?
My favorite was the Johnny Wilson special.
Yes.
I love that noise.
Yeah.
That was so good. It was so good. And then my second favorite was Duke. I loved it. The second I saw the basketball, I was like, oh, we're talking Duke.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. 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 Yep.
You're going to think I'm crazy, but the one I actually laughed at, and I don't know why, I thought it was hilarious, but Jordan Travis walking into the elevator surrounded by an offensive lineman and nobody saying a word.
Yep.
I was just like, what is happening here? Is something going to happen? And I'm like, nope, they're just going to actually not talk to Jordan at all.
You can do it on the ground. I think that actually was maybe my idea. And I don't think it was the most thought out as people. I think people were perceiving it and giving it more analysis than I did. Because I was just kind of like, okay, like Jordan Travis, like how funny would it be if it's like all the big people that protect him during the game are just kind of like in the elevator and he walks into and then he leaves. So it was like very like, that's like the extent of like our thoughts going into it and like during it entirety.
Yeah.
And then like when we went back and like read all the articles and stuff, like there was so many different meanings behind like what we were doing. And
like, he's going up to the top floor. Yeah. We're finishing the climb as the season's coming to a close. And we're like, no.
Yeah.
It's just him in an elevator.
It's just him in an elevator. But I mean, like, how cool is that for people to find meaning and stuff that we didn't even intentionally like assign to it. So I think that was kind of cool. Like, especially for that one too. Like, I think that was the one that maybe tricked people the most. Cause they were kind of like looking for something that was like a little bit deeper than what was there.
Editing that one was funny because we had so many takes because all the guys just wouldn't stop laughing. Right. And it was so bad because the elevator doors would close while they're laughing, and it's like, all right, you guys gotta go up the floor, come back down, let's try it again. I felt bad for them, but they stuck through it, and
troopers.
I think them holding in their laughter also added to the humor of it, just because you could tell that they were trying to laugh. But yeah, I mean, really the meaning of it was just like, it's North Alabama, we're almost there, let's just get it done.
Yep.
Just keep pushing.
Yep. I love to hear that. That's your favorite, though.
Yeah, that's funny.
I thought it was great. I was like, what's going to happen in this elevator right now?
Yeah.
It gave me like Captain America in the Winter Soldier movie or whatever. He's surrounded by all the
elevator. Yeah.
Keep sending guys in to stop him. That's what it gave me the vibes of.
Well, it was funny. I was able to find an elevator music song that almost sounded like the Seminole Uprising, the da 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 da. I don't know if anybody noticed that, but it sounds a little bit like that.
See, like, that's it did sound like that. Up. That's what blows my mind daily. Is like just the little things it's that he details. Puts into it.
The details always prevail.
Well, I mentioned the tweets before. I want to show them to you guys. I could have shown 100 tweets. Okay, there are so many tweets in this world about the schedule release videos, but I want to show the best ones. So Jameis first.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh,
so good. Look at all the traction. 283 retweets, 10 quote tweets, and 2,639 likes. How cool was that moment? I know you touched on it before, but guys.
I mean, I think what's weird is we have a bigger platform than I think we ever realize on the day-to-day. So when we see this kind of response, we're just like, holy smokes. Like, people are like seeing this, people are paying attention. I think this series especially like kind of caught us. We were like, because I think we're kind of used to that with the climb. Like we know our audience loves it. It's kind of tried and true. But this was like totally not anything that we were expecting, anybody was expecting, I feel like. So to see that response was just like, wow, like not only do people like it, but people like love it. Like this is kind of going somewhere. So I think that was really cool to see.
What I was thinking when Jameis retweeted that, first of all, I think the emoji of him like the sweat or whatever, it was also him squinting. I think that's probably what it kind of was.
Yeah.
But also like worried, like, oh. But I was thinking to myself, like, I wonder how many people had to send him that tweet for him to like notice it, or if he's already following FSU football and just, you know, stumbled across it
scrolling on Twitter on a
yeah
Sunday.
Exactly. But for the fact that he actually like quote tweeted it was awesome.
That was cool.
That was like some cool recognition. We had covered him in the climb last spring. I think Morgan shot him a couple times. I wasn't around then, but so she's met him and all that stuff, but I hadn't. So that was a really cool experience for me to see that.
Yeah.
And here's another one. Are you ready for some FSU football? And did you know that FSU football has a world-class film school? Okay. That was just great. Okay. Like the film school is a part of you too.
Yep.
And because that's the funny part is neither of us went to the film school. FSU does have a world-class film school, and we both were a part of a major here at FSU called Digital Media Productions, which I believe you both were a part of as well, correct?
Not I.
Alex, okay.
Worked closely with them.
Absolutely. Alex is an honorary member if I had
focus
that.
In digital media production.
Yes, absolutely. But I feel like I don't know if I would, it is like from our experience through classes and stuff like that, but I would say it's the hands-on kind of. Once we got into the department, we kind of really got our footing, and that's kind of where we learned how to do all this.
Yeah. Sports cinema is more the high quality stuff that like the film school would be using.
Yeah.
Or does use. And we kind of use like the same kind of equipment as them. And we want to take it to the next level instead of just a quick little social piece that's going online. We want to have some deeper meaning to it and higher production value and stuff like that. So while we're not a film school, we do take some ideas and stuff from them, but yeah, that was a really good compliment too.
Yeah.
This one's cool. Another famous, another verified. Mm-hmm. Remember those great The Climb videos from FSU's Seminole Sports Cinema team cranked out each week of the 2022 season? Well, they're back at it. They put together some really clever and fun videos to announce each FSU opponent of 2023. Here's a breakdown. This is cool. This even further elevated the, you know, amount of viewership that you were able to have on this video.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, again, like receiving compliments like that, like, and kind of like even the connection from us, like from The Climb to the schedule release videos, I think that's just kind of like a little bit mind blowing to read that like people can like piece that together. And I don't even necessarily know in what way or how they pieced it together. I don't know if they have like an inside source or something, but it's just really cool to kind of see like people recognizing the content and like seeing the similarities and giving that kind of those kudos. So it's cool to see. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I woke up to an email with that article linked and I was like, whoa, somebody wrote an article on them. Like what all is there to say? It's really just the schedule, but to see like the entire breakdown of everything, it was kind of cool to watch it and, or to read it and watch back and realize like, okay, yeah, that does make sense. And these people are actually paying attention to the small details like that. So that was really cool.
Guys, congratulations on those videos and just, you know, getting all the recognition that you deserved. But like you said earlier, you do every sport and we got a big one coming up. Softball opening weekend is this weekend. Wyatt, take it away.
Everyone in the parking lot getting a UFO shot out of the park.
Kaylee Harding with the grand slam. She's been their best hit. This is her 14th hit. This is a World Series record amount of hits.
Home run for Mac Leonard.
Earlier, she is one of the most dangerous base runners.
I know cry, but they get active on that drill. Ain't nothing live besides the engine in these
games. She's been on fire.
Real talk. I pray for them, got blessed, and look at what God did. Infinity.
Fire me up. It's softball season, ladies and gentlemen. Morgan, incredible job on that intro video. It's going to be playing in front of every game this year at the Seminole Softball Complex on their brand new video board, might I add. Mm-hmm. So, Florida State fans that are in Tallahassee, make sure you're here this weekend. We're playing, what, four games, five games? Lipscomb, Longwood, and Purdue are in town. It's going to be a great opening weekend of softball. And, Morgan, you've had the chance to be around this program. What are you most excited about this season coming back, the fourth-ranked team in the country?
I mean, how can you not be excited for a team that is as – not only the success that surrounds them, but, like, the atmosphere that surrounds them? Like, they bring such an energy that I have never experienced before. To be a part of a group that is so passionate about, like, not only themselves and their everyday, like, little successes, but also, like, anybody that surrounds them is immediately, like, drawn into their family. Like, that's not something that, like, anybody can – ever replicate. I feel like I think that they do a great job of not only again developing like their team and like the individual players, but like the atmosphere that surrounds it, like their whole fan being at fan day on Saturday. Like that's an atmosphere that like I was able to create a recap video from, and like 30 seconds will never be enough to recap that atmosphere. it's really cool to get an opportunity to work on those intro videos. We get to work with footage from like everybody. Like I said, like this is a family. And so it's taking footage all the way back from their past videographer, Forrest, to, you know, the ESPN broadcast from Seminole Productions and ACC Network and ESPN. Like it's a full crew that kind of like works together to give them the highest level content that they can. And here I am, and I get to take all this high level content and get to represent who they are through my eyes. And I think that that's so cool to like get to be a part of them and see them on a very regular basis, and then be the one that gets to kind of cultivate their image, especially their first image. So getting the opportunity to cultivate the Gladiator shoots, that's something that's really important to us and something that we take a lot of pride in. So getting to do stuff like that, like with the girls, and I mean, getting that one-on-one interaction is always going to develop that relationship further to make them more comfortable. So it's really cool to kind of see all the cool video at the end, but know that like, it's something that they're proud of and something that we're proud of as well.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Forrest Roy. We love you.
Oh, we love him.
Morgan, I know that you put your heart into editing that video.
I did.
So what was it like seeing the players react to it when they saw it on Saturday?
Okay. So we did a little bit of a malfunction with audio, but they did get to see it the practice the night before when they had their night practice. And the next day at the fan day scrimmage, Kaylee Mudge came up to me and she was like, Morgan, we all loved your video. She was like, we didn't know what to expect. And that was better than what we could have ever expected. So again, to touch on like the family atmosphere that they created, the fact that like, she knew I created the video, like, and again, that's, you have an all-star right there. Kaylee Mudge, please be serious. Like a literal shining star. And she's the one approaching me to tell me that that all the girls thought that my video was cool. Like, it's just that kind of atmosphere of like, the family and there's nobody that thinks that there's like any sort of superiority or anything like that. They're just so genuinely there to be their best selves and provide that to, you know, anybody that they run into. So to like get that feedback directly from, again, one of their all-stars is just like, how do you beat that? Like, mm-hmm. that's kind of like one of the cool moments is to see that interaction between the players and myself and kind of see that that's built a relationship that I feel like you can feel in the video. You can feel that kind of authenticity of who they are and who I want them to be perceived as.
Well, Morgan, you said the video you just edited for the intro video was your favorite edit of all time, but there's another one brewing that might top it. Take us through what we can expect on Softball Social soon.
So as I said, 30 seconds is not enough time to recap an event, especially one like Fan Day. Speaking of the number one fan of Florida State, I'm going to argue that that might be Crew Cameron, Troy Cameron's little son. He is the highlight of the atmosphere, I would say. He's always running around being a little shining star for them. And so I got the opportunity to video him after, follow him around. I toggled between calling it Crew Cam or Cruisin'. And so basically all it is just a little video, a little social media teaser of Crew just kind of falling around. He's looking for Devin Flaherty, but he's with Kaylee Mudge, and Kaylee Mudge thinks he's saying dad. He keeps saying, where's Dev? Where's Dev? Where's Dev? And Kaylee's perceiving that as where's dad. So she's like going all over the place trying to find Troy Cameron. And lo and behold, I think it's Christina Hartley. We hear her voice say, wait, I think he's asking for Devin. And so then we follow him and he runs into Bethany Keene first, which is not shown in the video. He's ecstatic to see her. However, more importantly, Devin Flaherty is right behind her. And he books it and he's so excited. My favorite part, however, is the last clip, the last second, is him smiling. He's got the biggest smile on his face as he watches Devin walk away from him. So it is just, again, that's the family atmosphere that like you can't beat, to have a player's son like involved like that, and for them to like love and be like have that relationship is something like how do you capture that? And I think coming up with these little social media videos or something that can help kind of help to give the fans the idea of the atmosphere that they have and the culture that Lonnie's really created.
I think we need to get Crew Cameron on third base. I think he needs to wave runners in this year.
give that a break.
I think he needs to wave Devin in. Let's get him out there.
I think that'd make her run a little faster. I would say no, as if she could, please. maybe we'll put him on a little FX3 and a little Ronin, and he can get our little hero shot.
Morgan, I know that you've mentioned like shooting is your thing, editing's a little bit harder. So, John, you know, what's it like watching Morgan emerge as this fantastic editor, and like, what can you just say about how much growth she's had? Because I know we've all seen it.
Oh, she's blossomed. I mean, when I first started, I had a lot of experience in editing, and I know Morgan didn't have not nearly as much. So she was doing a Jordan Travis sizzle or hype video back at the beginning of football season. And I think you said it maybe took like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
like
2 weeks. And it was a 30-second.
Yeah. And in the same amount of time, I was able to pump out like three different videos. But it's been so cool because she will help me on editing some of the climb segments. And she'll do other stuff for soccer and volleyball and all the other sports and everything. So she really like put the pedal to the metal on the softball intro video. And very proud of you for that one. It turned out really, really good. It's always exciting to see these teams that get their video board and they get all these extra videos that usually aren't made for them. Like soccer got their video board and I know that they're ecstatic for it, and softball too. So with all these games coming up, I'm sure they're going to be super excited to watch everything on there, but
yeah,
Morgan's definitely flourished.
And I mean, I think that's a big team effort too. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So for example, like we have, Belle Daughtry working on the Take the Field videos. So she is responsible for Take the Field first pitch. Those are hype videos when they're transitioning. So like those are really important videos. And something that we also do too in our department is sizzles. So we have editors, Gabby Letirio, Blaze Freeman. Mm-hmm. They're working on them as well. And it's really cool to kind of see like all of our different styles come together and kind of create the experience for the fans. So it's cool to get the opportunity to like not only work on them, but to also see them like kind of come together as one big production for our board show. So it's cool to see the styles kind of mend.
It's a team effort. We always absolutely bounce ideas off each other and everything. So
always looking at each other, offering edits and feedback. So it's cool to kind of get to be a part of it. As much as it's tough to be a small department, the amount of, I guess, how tight knit we are really makes up for it.
Yeah.
Cause we're always here for each other and mm-hmm. always willing to help in any way we can. So it's really cool to get to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on Stadium Drive. It was so awesome to hear from you. And I just can't wait to see more and more of what you guys do. It's been awesome watching you guys both blossom. John, you've also done amazing, incredible leading this team. And just all of you guys at Sports Cinema, not only you two, but the work you guys do is unparalleled. So we appreciate you joining us here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for having us on.
No, this has been a blast.
Yeah.